We have to take care of business. Business we enjoy taking care of with Ron Ron from SportsOverload.com. Hello, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your patience, my man.
All right, thanks for having me.
If you want to chime in on the special prosecutor that's been assigned to the case involving three Razorback basketball players, you feel free. But if not, we'll just move along to some fantasy football, and then we'll get back to that stuff after we let you go.
Well, I might let that go ahead and play out a little bit further for take a stand one way or the other.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, we're just sort of keeping people updated because a special prosecutor has been assigned, and we'll go from there when there's something to go on. But
right, I wanted to just, you know, I had some friends had a similar situation, and they turned out to be innocent. All the charges were dropped. So you always assume they're guilty, but sometimes, you know, it works out to where maybe they are actually innocent. So I wanted to be more patient.
Well, it's sort of like...
You knew David Copperfield?
I don't think he's been cleared of anything. It's Scarlet Letter-esque in that, you know, when this is one of those things, it just doesn't go away, regardless of how it shakes out in court. If you are 100% innocent, that's one of those things that's hard to get by. I would make the argument probably that it's easier to shake a murder accusation than a rape accusation.
Wow.
I mean, personally, I'd rather be accused of murder and then be cleared than be accused of rape and then cleared.
Yeah.
It's such an ugly thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not that.
Oh, like a sex crime.
Yeah.
A sex crime stays with you whether you were
whether you're acquitted or not. Yeah. I mean, whether charges were ever even brought.
It's there's no way of. I mean, self defense. You could say with murder, with rape. Yeah.
I could say, hey, listen, you listen to Pat Bradley. You know how
the dude killed him.
I didn't mean to kill him. I couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take it.
I did this world a favor.
I don't think anybody'd lose any sleep if you took me out. Honestly, let me go ahead and just say, what? If I irritate you enough, you feel free.
Well, it's fine. I'm going to heaven. I don't care.
One of those days. Just one of those days. Just go ahead and do it.
I'll probably get taken up in the rapture anyway, so if I'm not here someday.
I have a good feeling of what goes on in hell, and I'll talk to you about it in the break. I think I talked to you about it yesterday, but we'll talk about it in the break. I don't want to talk about it in the air. Okay, Ron, let's get to it. Don't worry, be happy. Who should I be happy about and not worry about on my... Wonderful.
All right, you guys. DeSean Jackson has been fantastic for the Philadelphia Eagles because he scores in so many ways. Receiving yards, rushing touchdowns, receiving touchdowns, punt returns, he does it all. So he's had a fantastic year. Even though he was rated probably around the 25 to 30 mark coming into the season, he's a top five wide receiver now. But don't worry, be happy with him. He saved me in a few leagues. Chris Johnson, the Titans, leads the NFL in rushing with 824 yards. Huge day last week, 228 yards and two TDs versus the Jaguars. Even though the Titans are having an awful year, Chris Johnson's still playing fantastic.
Because of the threat of the pass return with Vince Young.
Right, that's what it is. You know, it's because of Vince Young's back, right. Vince Young did okay. You know, they've gotten back to the run a little bit. And one thing that Chris Johnson's having such a good year is one of my drop guys is Wendell White. He's been absolutely terrible. So Chris Johnson's gotten the large bulk of the carries now. Another guy that's been playing great is Vincent Jackson of the Chargers. He's one of the best wide receivers that nobody talks about. He's established as Phillip Rivers' number one go-to guy. 660 yards receiving and five touchdowns. He's been pretty great so far this year, but doesn't get talked about all that much when you talk about the great wide receivers in the NFL.
All right, moving on. All right, guys that I need to not forget about. Guys I need to add to my fantasy roster. Whom?
Well, you need to go out and get Ryan Moats of the Houston Texans. Steve Slayton fumbled on his first carry Sunday against the Bills and was benched for the rest of the game. Ryan Moats came in and racked up 126 yards and three touchdowns in relief. That's the guy you need to go out and pick up and monitor very closely this week how the Texans are going to divide up their carries. But if Moats is going to be the guy, they're going to give him a shot. He can give you big numbers. Another guy is Larry Johnson's not going to play this week, so go out and get Jamal Charles of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be the man. He'll be the featured back this week. So if you need a running back in your flex spot, Jamal Charles is a guy you could go ahead and put in there.
And he won't be tweeting anything offensive about the head coach, I assume.
He'll probably try not to. He'll probably stay away from that.
All right. Very good. Anybody else?
That's it. Those are the two pickups for this week.
All right. And then finally, we go with the guys that, you need to think very seriously about walking, about telling them not to come around here anymore. Who would it be?
All right, Wendell White of the Titans. As I mentioned, Chris Johnson's playing great. But Wendell White last year was great because he got a lot of goal line touchdowns and was a short yardage back. Only one touchdown all season for Wendell White. He's only got 195 yards. Get rid of him. He's done nothing. And a guy that's had a great career, but is starting to definitely unwind a little bit, Torrey Holt down there in Jacksonville. Not one touchdown catch all season for the Jaguars for Torrey Holt. Those are a couple guys I would certainly get rid of.
All right, Ron, we are up against it, but I want to ask you, everybody has already anointed the Kentucky Wildcats ready to win the NBA, let alone college basketball. So who you like in the West?
In the West, I think it has to be Mississippi State. I think they return everybody. Renardo Sidney and John Reeker, a couple of potential NBA prospects they got coming into that roster. They have an incredible size between Renardo Sidney and possibly John Reeker, 7'2 prospect. So I love the size of Mississippi State. The other five teams in the West, it's a coin flip. It's going to be a battle.
All right.
LSU lost a lot.
Anybody going to challenge in the East?
Tennessee's going to be up there, and Vanderbilt's the sleeper.
Vanderbilt. Ogilvy. Love it.
Ogie,
all right, we're going to have to hold off a week. We'll talk some NBA with you next week, though.
All right, good.
Man, I appreciate you. SportsOverload.com. What else can we look for on the site?
Well, right now we've got a lot of basketball stuff starting up. I'll have daily basketball picks. Last night was the third week in a row cashed in the Monday Night Parlay. So if you had a bad weekend, Monday Night Parlay is right there free on SportsOverload.com. 3 weeks in a row cashing in. So I want to ride me while I'm hot.
Arkansas wins this week, yes or no, in football?
Yes, South Carolina's struggling.
Arkansas wins 7 games and goes to a decent bowl game, yes or no?
Yes.
Arkansas loses at LSU?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's easy. All right, Ron, we appreciate it, man. SportsOverload.com, check it out.
Little run.
Right, thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.